The University of Jamestown baseball team advances to the bracket championship with a win over Doane, and seven UJ track and field athletes earn GPAC All-Conference honors. I'm Jaron Matheny with local sports from NewsDakota.com. Isaiah Roebuck's bases clearing double highlighted a four-run third inning, and Trey Huff pitched seven superb innings as the University of Jamestown baseball team defeated Doane 5-2 on Saturday. Jamestown will now play Doane in the bracket championship today at 12 p.m. The top-seeded Tigers had to defeat Morningside on Saturday night to move into Monday's contest. Jamestown scoring four runs in the bottom of the third inning to get the win over the Tigers as Trey Huff gave up one earned run on four hits over seven innings, striking out six and issuing just one walk on Saturday. It was the second time in three starts that Huff has gone seven innings, and the third time in his last four outings. Roebuck was 2-for-4 at the plate to lead Jamestown offensively. Taylor Colin and Blake Aretola each recorded a stolen base in the win for the Jimmies, who will play at 12 o'clock today. We'll have full coverage for you on Jamestown 107.1 AM 1400 and online at NewsDakota.com starting at 11:45 this morning. Saturday's win over Doane for the UJ baseball team snapped a 10-game losing streak against the Tigers, which dated back to April 28th of 2019. And seven University of Jamestown track and field athletes earned all-conference honors over the weekend at Doane as well. Braden Gumke, Jordan Morales, and Nick Herman of the UJ men's track and field team earned all-conference honors. Jamestown finished 10th out of 11 teams overall with 17 points in the men's competition. And Jordan Tolliver, Paige Earhart, Sarah Bond, as well as Kate Busick finished with all-conference honors for the UJ women's track team. They finished in 8th place out of 12 teams with 32 points. If you want to check out the latest happening in local sports, head on over to NewsDakota.com.